Psychological methods are not less necessary than religious exercises. The thought life of man is ordinarily a confused, a wandering, and a restless one. Meditation, practiced in solitude and quietude, must be regularly inserted into it, first to help improve its character, and second to open a pathway towards conscious knowledge of the higher self.